Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 17th day of May, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Current headline on Drudge Report is that crude oil is now at $80 a barrel. We've had some low prices for fuel in the last several years, which we've all appreciated. That may be changing. No reason why it should, however, since we, United States, now produces all the oil we need, plus some to export. So, no excuse. Okay, prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to work up to your workout. Here's what I mean. Start slow. Focus on stretching. The stretching part is not optional. In fact, it's just as important, if not more so, than the workout itself. So start slow. Be sure you do some good stretching and get those muscles and ligaments and tendons, everything all nice and warmed up and stretched out before you do any exercising. We appreciate Wayne at Green Room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, where he was, in fact, a bubblehead, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How are we doing today?
Really good. Did you happen to see the story about the school shooting in Dixon, Illinois, yesterday?
No, I missed that one.
It took place just almost exactly 24 hours ago. Dixon, Illinois is a small town in central Illinois. I had a job there 40 years ago where I was rescuing a runaway teenager, and the chief of police at the time, who I'm sure has long since moved on to something else since it was 40 years ago, he couldn't have been more professional or more cooperative. The job went very smooth. I was able to rescue the 14-year-old girl and return her to her parents' home in Farmington, Missouri. And it was a good outcome. But the school shooting yesterday, the school resource officer heard shots fired. He responded immediately. The shooter fired at the police officer, missing him, and the police officer shot and wounded the suspect, a former high school student, and took him into custody. with the only injury being to the shooter, apparently. Very good outcome. Also, Tim, I read the book yesterday titled The Barbarians Are Here by Michael Youssef. Michael grew up in the Middle East as a Muslim, and he gives a good Christian perspective. He became a Christian, of course, on the true nature of Islam and the true threat that it poses to the West. And he goes into some detail about why he uses the word barbarian to describe the Muslims. And basically, if I can summarize it, he says that their beliefs, values, and culture are so totally incompatible with Western beliefs, value, and culture that they can never, ever cohabitate the same space.
And I agree with him.
And he gave details about the big attack in Paris about a year ago at the where the nightclubs were attacked and the venue where the music was being played. I think Bataclan. I think that's how you say it.
Bataclan.
Yeah, Bataclan. The details were withheld by the public by the French government, but they finally leaked out, and I just became aware by reading this book that the terrorists were cutting the genitals off the male victims and stuffing them into their mouths, and stabbing and cutting the genitals of the female victims, and then cutting the heads off others. So the word barbarian.
I was not aware of that either.
Well, they kept the French government and the media kept that quiet, and by the time it leaked out, I guess people weren't paying attention to it anymore. If I'd been there with my 1911 and a couple extra mags, I guarantee you the outcome would not have been the same.
I agree.
I can't tell you what would happen, but I can't tell you what would happen, but I know the outcome would have been tremendously different. And two or three of us with 1911s, we would have brought that to a screeching halt real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't do that in Steelville, Missouri, at our music theater, where there would have been lots of 1911s.
Yeah.
The guys in my, I've been teaching concealed carry in Missouri since it began. So all those years ago, it's been about 16 years ago, I guess. And when I first started talking to the guys in my American Legion post about getting a concealed carry permit, they just said, "Oh, John, we just carry our pistols anyway. We don't need no stinking permits."
Yeah. I agree.
So these people look at these numbers for concealed carry permits, and they think that's a reflection of how many people are carrying pistols. Well, I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, at least in the Ozarks, it is not anywhere near a true reflection of who's carrying pistols.
No. And, you know, around here it's accepted. I mean, yeah, you know, for the sheriff's department, at least they would. I don't know about now. But, you know, 5 years ago when I renewed my last permit, you know, we were sitting around talking there, having a cup of coffee, and we all agreed that, you know, the only people that really get the permits around here are the ones that are going out of the area.
And that was that cup of coffee was at the sheriff's office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for clarification purposes. I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. Well, I've been in that sheriff's office many, many dozens of times. I don't know if did they ever get new space they desperately needed?
I don't know where that stands right now. They've really refurbished it in the past, 15 years, but they need a new building, period. I mean, thing, I don't know how old it is, John, but, I mean, the plaster was falling off the walls in 1991 when I was working around there.
Yeah, well, it's a basement. It's a basement of a small courthouse annex, and the upstairs part looks like it's pretty good condition, but that downstairs
it does.
It's pretty rough.
Last time I was in, it looked like they'd put quite a bit of money into, you know, temporarily fixing stuff. It didn't feel like mold when you walked in there the last time I was in there.
It definitely needed it. Anyway, Tim, I was just thinking yesterday, I was looking over some news, and we've got wars in going on with American troops, both in Syria and Afghanistan. And as far as mainstream news coverage, even Fox News, which I was watching Fox some yesterday, you would not know any, if that was the only source of news, you would not know these wars even taking place, would you?
No, no. And of course, we got some fighting going on in Africa. We got some fighting going on in the Philippines with our guys. You know, it's basically global, John. I don't know how many countries we're unofficially, you know, at war in, but it's a real good handful, that's for sure.
It is. It is. And no coverage. These men and women are out there risking their lives at the request of our government. I can't say they're defending our country.
No.
Now, tomorrow evening at movie night in Davisville, the film's going to be 12 Strong. And that's about the first U.S. Army Special Forces A-team to be sent to Afghanistan. Not long. We're talking only a few weeks after 9/11/01.
Right. And like 1st of October.
Yeah. So that's only 3 weeks. And that's, you know, basically lace up your boots, guys, and get on a plane. I mean, that's no time at all. The whole paradigm, the entire dialogue of defending the United States by going to Afghanistan is flawed. It was flawed then. It's flawed now. Getting us to believe that barefoot peasants who don't even have a last name or are living in the 9th century pose a threat to the United States of America. What a silly concept.
And our guys and gals that are fighting there, John, know it. I'm not talking about the ones that are sitting at Bagram. I'm talking about the guys and girls out in the field. They know what a crock it is.
Right. Now, here's the concept. The concept is about 2 school bus loads of Saudi Arabians, about 100, probably less, were given safe haven by, we don't know how many, one or two of these Taliban tribal leaders in Afghanistan. Now, keeping in mind that calling Afghanistan a country is kind of a stretch in the traditional sense of the word. Once you leave Metro Kabul, these people, they look at the Prime Minister of Afghanistan as quote-unquote, in fact, his nickname is the Mayor of Kabul.
Right.
Because the central government does not exercise any authority or control over Afghanistan in the way we think of most modern nations having a central government exercise authority and control over that country.
Right.
Point being, the men who were giving safe haven to the Saudis, they weren't necessarily even connected to Kabul. They may or may not have been. But why in the world would you go to war with an entire nation because you couldn't get your hands on 100 guys that weren't even from that country?
Well, that's a good question. Well, actually, it's a complicated answer. But let's get down, you know, the final common denominator is money, John.
You think it might be?
Now the Chinese have moved in and taken over a lot of the mining, which I think is one of the reasons we went in there, was for all the, you know, incredible
vast,
natural resources that are there.
You know, we're talking trillions of dollars of mineral wealth. And our State Department approached the Chinese government asking if they would, politely, if they would help fight, and the Chinese government declined. And they know how to make it, you know, you talk about Donald Trump being a deal maker. The Chinese have been the merchants of the world for several thousand years, and they know how to make a deal. So all the Chinese did was cut deals, monetary deals, with whoever needed to be made a deal with, and they're left alone, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if somebody gets irritated, the resurgent Taliban or whatever, our guys are the ones that got to go fight it out with them. It ain't the Chinese.
No.
You know, it's our guys.
You know, the Chinese are doing it the smart way. The Chinese are dealing with Afghanistan the smart way. We're dealing with them the dumb way. We go in there thinking that there's some burning fever in the hearts of these Muslims, who most of them are illiterate, by the way, to have a representative republic like we do, which that does not part of the way the Muslim world works anywhere. A friend of mine said, John, well, Indonesia is a republic. And I said, in your dreams, they give the appearance of being a republic. But it's right. It's a top-down dictatorship. Don't fool yourself.
Oh, you're right.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But Muslims are not clamoring for our form of a republic. They are not demanding freedom of speech, freedom of religion. In fact, most Muslims want anything but freedom of religion, don't they, sir?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct. The last thing they want is anything like we have. The two forms of government, which is a term I use very loosely, are so wholly incompatible. You know, a lot of people don't seem to understand that Islam is not a religion. Not in the way we think about it. It's a complete socio-economic system where every facet of life is dictated by the caliph.
Right.
You know, every facet of life. When you pray, when you go to the bathroom, when you eat.
What you do in the bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't even need to go in the toilet paper thing. Yeah, you know, Lori and I found out this past week that our son Kelly, his turn has come up. He's going back in January. Unless something changes, which we hope it does. But he's going back to Afghanistan in January. And his attitude is sort of, well, it's a steady paycheck, and this time he's not going to be out pounding the ground. He's going to be working in their operations section and hopefully in air conditioning.
Yeah, so, Well, these inland countries and have brutal winters, to say the least. But, yes, well, the wars continue, and there was some mention on Drudge Report this morning about Chicago being a war. You know, the fatalities in Chicago, the shooting, the wounded and killed in action, to use a military phrase, in Chicago, roughly are parallel to much of what was taking place during the Vietnam War. We typically, during Vietnam, we were losing 12 to 15 men a day, shot to death or killed, and another maybe 8 to 10 times that many wounded. About 1 out of 10 were dying, at least on the spot, and on the battlefield. And those numbers aren't that much different than Metro Chicago, are they?
Apparently not, from what I've been reading, John. You know, you know me. I've got a different mindset. You know, my idea for Chicago is build a fence around it, and then airdrop in small arms and ammo, come back in 5 years and see what's left. You know, but I'm sort of a sick puppy like that. I believe in getting the job done.
Well, the subculture on the south side of Chicago, and it is a subculture of America, is hard for people to understand and comprehend. It really is, for middle-class Americans especially. There's been some TV series that have come close to shedding light on that, but not, I don't know how many people watch those things. But it's a subculture that most Americans have no real knowledge of. They may have some very cursory knowledge, but no real knowledge of being born and growing up on the south side of Chicago. It would shock most Americans to really comprehend what life is like. What life is like in that part of our country. A friend of mine, he said, John, if you grew up under those circumstances, you'd become a heroin addict also. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here, and God bless President Jefferson Davis. We're back. Tim, our perfect tip of the day earlier this week had to do with your home library, and
right.
Everybody, in my opinion, should have a home library, and if you've got one, you need to make sure it's up to speed of everything you need. If you don't, you need to start one. But regardless of where you are with the status of your home library, Tim, you've got a unique product that you put together yourself that would help people have a dramatic increase in the size of the library. Tell us about that.
Well, what it is, it's a 8-gigabyte flash drive with over 1,570 documents, taking up 6.4 gigabytes of that flash drive. And it's just tons and tons of information. Everything from military manuals to 300 or 400, some of them books, 200-page books on just general information that would help people not only now, but, you know, if things went south tremendously. It's an incredibly good collection of stuff that would help. That's really all I can say is it would help people.
Right. And the index.
Everything from making soap to you name it.
Right. Well, the index of all the books and publications, of course, is there. People can check that out before they make their purchase. I encourage people to do that right there at your website, ruralsurvival.info. And you have a weekly radio show, you and your lovely wife. Tell us when that is and how people can listen.
All right. Well, it's right here in RBN from 10 a.m. until noon Central Time every Saturday. It's a real laid-back format, just like, you know, all the folks getting together at the country store and sitting down around the wood stove and just shooting the bull. I mean, that's really how the show is, and everybody has a great time. We cut up a lot, and it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, without our callers and our listeners, the show would be nothing, but our callers and listeners are what make the show, and we usually have nonstop callers. So, yeah. You know, listen, call in, participate. It's a lot of fun and very informative.
Absolutely, it is. Well, be sure and check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Do you have any thoughts or comments on oil going to $80 a barrel?
Not really. What's driving the price is not supply and demand, it's speculators, John. You'll notice the price change for futures 3 months, 6 months out, you know, if there's a little hiccup in the Middle East, when in reality, you know, less than 10% of the world's oil travels through the area they're worried about, which basically is Straits of Hormuz, Persian Gulf, that area. So, you know, yeah, there's reason to be concerned, but these speculators, you know, make their money by the price of oil going up and going down. It has nothing whatsoever to do with supply and demand.
Well, as I said earlier in the show, the United States now produces enough oil to meet all our internal needs, plus export on top of that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know traveling through Wyoming and Colorado and those parts there where they're doing the shale oil, the hotels are filled up every night to capacity by these these young men working out there in those fields. Busy. Well, being oil independent is a good thing. And mm-hmm. You know, when I was getting on the road doing presentations with Prophecy Club, it's been about 10 years ago. I had people approach me, and they'd be carrying these hardbound books talking about peak oil, and these people were fearful that we would soon run out of oil worldwide. And I already knew that wasn't the case because I've been talking to Professor McCanning, and already 10 years ago, the oil companies had stopped exploring because they had already found enough reserves to last a century at current consumption. So that whole thing was just a fantasy to convince people that spending more money for a depleting resource was a good thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it's also about control. You know, it's like this carbon tax thing, another thing made up out of thin air. You know, it's the same concept. Convince people that the end is nigh, tax the hell out of them, get rich by doing it. And then prove, you know, and because there was there was never a problem, everybody's convinced, oh, we paid money, we fixed it.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm oversimplifying it, but that's really what it is.
Well, it is. And as the old saying goes, the devil's in the detail, where the Paris Climate Accords give the two most populous countries on the planet a free pass, India and China, to make
China
all the CO2. All the CO2 they want. How can it be both? It can't be a clear and present danger to human life and give a free pass to more than 2 billion people.
Well, you know, I absolutely agree with you, and so does Mr. Trump, apparently.
Absolutely. So, here's our break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Okay, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of May. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week, where we talk about a marvelous healing device, being the Energy Cleaner. And we begin these discussions with the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, my friend Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, gentlemen, it's time for the postcard to be drawn, and I've drawn it, and I have it here in my hand. We have Roy from Rockwall, Texas, which is a place where there's a unusual structure there that there's still a lot of debate about, a stone wall that goes on for miles that some experts say is man-made, other experts say it's a natural rock formation, and it's a fascinating thing. But I will be in contact with Roy down in Rockwall, Texas, and let him know that he has the opportunity now to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, with $100 going to $200 going to Republic Broadcasting, and the opportunity to get a mattress pad at a discount also. All right. Well, when all three of us are together here on a Thursday, I feel like life is and my world is normal. When Tim's with us, Tom is with us. I feel like everything's connected the way it should be. Don't you, Tom?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm glad to hear Tim again. I know he's been busy with other things, but I'm glad that he's with us today.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to be back, guys.
It's good to have you, sir. And your message, Tim, has gone out to tens of thousands of people these past 8 years, many tens of thousands, all over the planet. The ones that have paid heed and got themselves an energy cleaner, in some cases, like the case of Steve Whitman, have literally had their life saved. Others have gotten their life back, and that's most of those thousands of people who bought energy cleaners. And what we're doing here, these 24 minutes, is helping people understand that they can, in fact, get their life back and not have their life taken over by chronic pain. Now, Tim, you have not told your story here for at least two, maybe going on 3 months. And I think it's, this is radio. There's people who don't have a clue who Tim Spencer is. This is the first time they've ever heard John Moore. Tom Berryhill, who the hell is that? We don't know who Tom Berryhill is. So let's start from the beginning. And that would be young Tim Spencer in the U.S. Navy in the 1980s, and you suffered two injuries. Tell us about those two injuries.
Well, the primary one, the one that the energy cleaner has helped the most with, is I got my back broke immediately prior to deployment, and I didn't know it. It wasn't like my spine was severed. What happened was I cracked the L5 vertebrae, and it healed wrong. It slipped a little and healed wrong. And that was a source of pain for me, some of the most incredible pain you can imagine for months. Came back in from got transferred immediately. That was my last patrol. And went to the squadron and went immediately to the squadron medical officer, who swore up and down I had a kidney infection. And I'll try to make this quick. I'm overdoing it, John. But anyway, make a long story short. It wasn't a kidney infection. They x-rayed my back, found out what was wrong. And that started basically a lifetime of pain, debilitation. Went for 6 years. I couldn't feel anything below my waist on my left side. I could move everything, but I couldn't feel a thing.
That's dangerous.
And yeah, it was. In fact, it was my final surgery right before I got out of the Navy. I was laying on the couch when I got the feeling back. Lori's hair was, she was sitting on the floor and her hair was against my leg. And I instantly, just like somebody flipped the switch, got the feeling back in my leg. And my whole leg, of course, felt like, road rash.
Right.
They about had to peel me off the ceiling after not feeling anything. But anyway, folks, make a long story short, I was in constant pain. I mean, and I was on multiple different pain medications, some two or three at the same time. Nothing really helped. I learned to live with the pain. Pain was so bad, every breath hurt, literally. The only way I could sleep with it at night was to really drug myself up. And what was it, John? You gave me that energy cleaner in 2008?
Right.
I think it was. So,
no, I think it was 2010, I believe. 2010.
Okay, so it's been 8 years. But anyway, within a month or so of using it, I was able to get out of bed by myself. I didn't have to have help getting in and out of the shower. Didn't have to have help going downstairs. I could always make it upstairs, but going down was the bad part. And both painful, but at least I could do it coming up. But make a long story short, the energy cleaner, which was the only thing that changed, made it so within a very short period of time, I'd cut down on pain medication tremendously and finally went, what was it, 4 years ago or 5 years ago, John? No pain medication whatsoever.
That's right.
You know, and, that's the change the energy cleaner has made in my life. I'm not promising it's going to do it for anybody else. But,
well, I do offer that promise, and here's the promise: a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah.
So that's my promise to everybody listening. And I was just talking to somebody yesterday about how there's no way that their medical doctor would offer a money-back guarantee on anything that they offer. And they'd be out of business, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would be. They absolutely would be.
They just here's what they do. They apologize and say, well, that didn't work. Let's try this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where I'm at with my leg. That's exactly what they did. They apologized for their mess up, and they said, let's try this. And I said, no, let's not. So,
well, here's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, and the details. Or at my website at thelibertyman.com, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials. The Energy Cleaner is a healing, electronic healing device. It's about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D-cell batteries, 9 D as in Delta batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dial, simply one place to plug in one wire and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. That it's working and that it's changing polarity. Now, the Energy Cleaner puts out what's called a healing electrostatic signal. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife machine. It's entirely different technology. This signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Now, pain medications work as a blocking mechanism to block the signal getting from the source of the pain. Say you got a paper cut on your right index finger. The pain medication stops that signal getting to your brain. That's not how the Energy Cleaner works. The Energy Cleaner goes to the source of the pain, healing the source of the pain, as opposed to blocking the pain. And saving lives and helping people get their lives back, those are the two things we do, right, Tom?
Yes, John, that's correct. And, you know, as far as pain goes, many times with an injury, not so much with a paper cut, but people will get injuries, cuts, bruises, abrasions, and so on, there'll be swelling that comes along with that injury. Well, I can't tell you how many people have contacted me. I mean, it's been hundreds over the last 18 years, people that have contacted me and you both concerning the Energy Cleaner, but many, many of those people have put it in writing that they were just totally amazed, and in some cases so was the doctor that was treating them, as to how there was no swelling. They might have like Steve Whitman had, his wounds from being shot with a .45, and the rapid healing and the lack of swelling is what really impressed these doctors and the patient themselves. The Energy Cleaner is so effective at pumping those cells and getting the waste material out of the cell and incoming nutrition in such an efficient manner that it also pumps away the inflammation. It gets that out of there, and the healing commences and goes on very rapidly. So it's some recent cases, John, there were people with bruising. They had some injuries. One gentleman fell down and had a major bruise on his hip. He thought he may have broken it, but it wasn't. But it was a major bruise, and they checked him out at the emergency room. Everything was okay, no breaks. He had a follow-up visit a week later, and when he called me and told me when he went back to the doctor that was taking care of him, doctor was really amazed that the bruise was literally gone. In a week's time, he says, that would have been there probably for a month, and it would start fading out. But it was practically gone where you couldn't even tell the man had been injured. And the doctor said, had I not seen this a week ago, he says, I wouldn't think there was, well, why are you here? There's nothing wrong. So, and then, of course, we've had many people with broken bones. They use the Energy Cleaner. They maybe get a cast or get fixed up at the hospital. They get home. They use the Energy Cleaner, and that broken bone is healed rapidly, sometimes in less than 2 weeks, and they're on their way like nothing ever happened. And this will also amaze doctors. There's been many, many cases of that. So it's really something to try if anybody's been on the fence and not really sure whether they want to go forward or not. Give it a try. And, John, you offer that money-back guarantee. That's very generous. And there's plenty of time there, 90 days. And if people can figure it out pretty quick.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, 90 days is more than enough. Typically, people start getting relief anywhere from minutes to 3 days. 3 days is a long time to start feeling relief. But 90 days is extremely generous. And when I was 30 days, I had people sometimes rushing at the last minute to make a return. But out of the hundreds I sell, I sell 400 or 500 of these things a year, and I get back about one a quarter. So that's about 1% or less of the energy claims get returned. And we always wonder, Tom, I know we speculate when we have lunch, do these people actually use the darn thing?
What I wonder about.
Yeah. And that's, you just simply don't know. But there's hundreds of people listening to us right now that already have energy cleaners, and they in turn have friends and loved ones that need an energy cleaner. Well, why don't you help those folks out? Tell them about the energy cleaner. Maybe they need a loan to make a purchase. A lot of people are struggling financially. But the combination of an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to fit your bed is that's the ticket there, isn't it, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That screen wire, I mean, it worked. And it was effective. It was very effective. But boy, what a pain in the butt. Those mattress pads make all the difference in the world.
Right. Well, that's what we did the first couple of years. We advised people to make their own pad out of aluminum screen wire, which is meant to be on windows, not on beds. But now we have the mattress pads, the twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. They're all available and in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Energy cleaners in stock and ready for immediate shipment. Waiting for people to make that decision and stop procrastinating and get their life back. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal now takes payments, Tim. If you live in the U.S., you can spread those payments out with PayPal.
Right.
And you send me a check or money order. My address is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, answered by very polite young men and women in St. Louis, not in Mumbai. And that number is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tim, your garden, I assume, is out and growing, isn't it, sir?
Well, it's growing, but we're doing something. It was a last-minute change. We had the garden all tilled up and everything, but none of us really felt good about how the soil looked this year. And we had all these, probably literally 100, anywhere from 1 to 3 gallon pots. And what we did, we're container planting everything this year.
Uh-huh.
There's just something that didn't feel right about the garden soil. And my daughter mentioned it first. My wife and I agreed. So everything's in pots this year.
Okay.
You know, for various reasons. You know, like, if the sun's UV gets too bad, all we got to do is pick up tomato plants, set them on the porch or, you know, under the barn, you know, in the barn or something like that.
Well, that's been an issue, and this is being covered up by the U.S. government. But the men and women who make their living with these commercial places, they put a cover over the plants to cut down the ultraviolet because it's just got to be too intense. But the energy cleaner, for people who are gardening, the energy cleaner, it can be a tremendous help to get more production and better looking fruits and vegetables, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that's really true, John. You know, window screening, if you're going to use the energy cleaner in your garden or greenhouse, window screening can be used not only to radiate the signal, but also to cut down on the light a little bit. I know one guy is experimenting with that somewhat, and he's trying to cut the light level back and then also accelerate the growing. It seems to be working. But we usually tell everybody to use chicken wire. That lets all the light through and very efficiently will radiate that signal from the energy cleaner for some rapid plant growth. And I think anybody trying this will be amazed that if they're involved in growing vegetables, they'll be amazed at the production that they'll get and the quality of the vegetables as well.
Absolutely. And we've had men and women who grow flowers and enter competition keep this as a secret, haven't we?
Well, there's one gentleman and his wife that I'm thinking of in particular. He asked me more than once, please don't talk about this so much. He said, you know, we win some major awards doing this and with the flowers. And he said, I don't really want to tip off the competition. I says, well, we talk about it anyway, so.
That's right. That's
whatever.
Right. If you want to compete in the flower business, get yourself an energy cleaner. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of May. Well, people hear me talk about energy cleaner procrastinators, and Tim, you're a living example of someone who had everything. I did everything but tuck you into bed and give you a cup of hot cocoa, didn't I?
True. Yeah, you did. I fully admit it, and yes, I waited almost 2 weeks to get that energy cleaner on my bed. But boy, I sure am glad I did finally do it. You know, had I known how effective it would have been, after I got back from Springfield, that would have been the very first thing I did. You know, live and learn.
And Tom, this is, I've lost track. This is year 17 or year 18 for you with the Energy Clinic?
Well, John, I first met with Mr. Lee Kroc, the original inventor of this technology, in March, about the middle of March 2000, year 2000, and we've been at it ever since.
Okay.
Many thousands out there.
Yeah. This is actually year 18, if I got my calendar right. Your observation is people, they find out about the energy cleaner, they think about it, they ponder it, and they take some time to make their decision, don't they, sir?
Well, they really do, because they've never heard of something like this, and I can't tell you, John, how many times I've been told you should be a billionaire from this. I mean, you know, it should be on the front page of every newspaper if this thing does even half of what you say it does, and I just always laugh at them, and I know that'll never happen. I even had a medical doctor tell me that, John, and I said, no, that'll never happen. You gentlemen should have no worries. You white-coated gods and experts will always be around, because people will never believe something like this. You know, it's just not going to happen. That the medical industry is huge, and something like this that's simple and easy to use is not going to get in their way. Many of them now are starting to take notice of it, and medical doctors are starting to work with this and at least look into it. Most of the interest in the medical field has been from chiropractors, naturopaths, people like that, but now the medical doctors are really starting to take notice.
Right.
And quite a few veterinarians, John. I mean, early on, the veterinarians were quite interested in this technology, so there's quite a few of them using it to this very day with great success on the animals. I remember one veterinarian told me, I said to him, you know, it's really hard to treat these animals. They can't tell you what's wrong. And he just kind of chuckled. He says, but they can't lie to you either. And so I always remembered him saying that, and he was a great guy, and he's used it for many years as well.
Right, right. Well, I have a lot of respect for veterinarians. The more I know about them, the more I respect them. Yeah. But I'm working with two medical doctors that are now incorporating energy clinics to their practice, several chiropractors. And these men and women, they want their clients or patients to regain health, and that's their motivation. And God bless them for being motivated for the right reasons. And Tim, you've been interacting with medical doctors for three decades, and it has not been an easy path for you, has it, sir?
No. In fact, recently, John, I decided I'm taking a break for 6 months or a year. You know, 15 surgeries in 5 years, the constant, sometimes two or three times a week up to the city. It's taken toll on us, and we've just decided I'm taking a break.
Right, right. Well, a much-needed break, but in the meantime, you're doing a radio show. You got your energy cleaner plugged in. And,
oh, yeah.
Yes, and hanging in there, absolutely hanging in there, despite all the infirmities that you found yourself immersed in. We're about top of the hour. Tim, if you want to continue the second hour, you're welcome
sure.
to. Tom, I know you got a busy
sure.
day making energy cleaners. So I want to thank you for being with us, sir.
Yeah, John, and if you or Tim could get me Tim's shipping address, you know, he wanted to work with a prototype unit that we're talking about, and I need to talk to Tim or get this over to him.
We'll make that happen today.
All right. You guys will.
Thank you,
guys will
thank you, gentlemen. Talk to you both later.
All right. All right. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.